Gemara in Tainus, just quickly, just to chazer over the story, and then we can understand what the lesson is for each and every one of us. But basically, the story is Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon bar Yochai, his son, was riding on a donkey. He was feeling all good about himself because he learned a lot of Torah. And he basically bumped into somebody and told the person, Ayin Sham, look at the Gemara over there, Dav Chaf. On the bottom, Chaf Amud Beis on the top, that he bumped into somebody, and he said, "You're so ugly." He insulted him by telling him that you're so ugly, and then he says, "How could you say that? Go tell Hashem who made me ugly." So what's going on over there? At the end, yes, Mechila, this, whatever happened on the Gemara over there. The obvious question is, what's going on? You're talking about Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, the son of Reb Shimon bar Yochai, is looking at someone and telling him, you're ugly and your people from your city are ugly. So listen to this lesson for each and every one of us that's brought down from Reb Meir Primashlan. And he says like this, it has nothing to do with anything physical. Soida davarish ha'ish hazeh was an Oved Hashem. He saw this person being Oved Hashem. This is page Samach Beis in Lekan Amarim Beis. He saw somebody serving Hashem, and the guy looked weird. He looked weird. Maybe he had long payas. Maybe he shuckled a lot. Maybe he looked weird. Maybe his hat was dirty. Maybe he said Hallel on a day that maybe you don't say Hallel. I don't know. I don't know what he did. Whatever it is, he saw someone who looked weird. He says, what kind of Jew is this? How does this Jew act like this? He wears a funny yarmulke. Either it's too black, or maybe it's too colorful, or maybe he didn't wear a yarmulke. I'm not sure. It doesn't say over there. He said, this guy is so ugly. He says, he's ugly. That's not the way you serve Hashem. You serve Hashem what? The way I serve Hashem. The way I serve Hashem. Because the way I do it is pretty. The way you do it might be ugly. But Teferis, Vahoid, Koim of Ne'amelech. That's what he says. And what did he say? He said, maybe all your people in your city are just like you. Maybe Kol B'nei Ircha, Mechu'arim Kamaischa. He says, maybe everybody's ugly like you, right? There's a whole community that looks like that, that acts like that, that does that. Shema kulcha mukhanach mederech zeh. So Amar Lei, so what did he respond to him? He said, Lech l'uman shasani, kloimar, have you thought, may ayin basi, u may ayin makoiri, listen to this. Where do you come from, the guy, this ugly, quote-unquote guy, said to Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, where do you come from? You come from Reb Shimon. You come from Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Hare b'noishol Shimon bar Yochai ata. V'ata kadosh u'makarcha kadosh. Look where you come from. Right? When people say, always say, oh, Reb Chaim did this, Reb Chaim did that, I have to do Reb Chaim. Someone once told me, oh, but Reb Chaim did that. I said, you're insane in your brain. Right? You know that song, right? Insane in your brain. Your mom is insane in the brain. Your mom is insane in your brain. You're comparing yourself to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Do you know whose father was? His father was the Stipler. You know who his uncle was? The Chazon Ish. He grew up where he grew up. You grew up in a barn watching, you know, football and Tom and Jerry. I mean, that's how I grew up, right? You guys grew up watching SpongeBob. Let's not talk about SpongeBob, right? I'm a regular physical guy. I'm a regular guy who grew up watching SpongeBob. And when I try and get close to Hashem, it's hard for me. It's difficult for me to learn. It's difficult for me to daven. I don't come from where you come from. I have so many taivas. I have so many complications. I have so much atzvas. I have so much chalishas das. And the Sitra Acha has a party with me. How come you didn't understand how difficult this was for me? How come you didn't see how difficult this was to me to be Oved Hashem? Why didn't you don me lekafschus? And the Rashi says over there, and Tosfos says, you know who that person was? Eliyahu HaNavi. That person was Eliyahu HaNavi. Why was he Eliyahu HaNavi? He showed up like this to teach all of us a lesson. He told us to teach us berabim forever that you can never judge a person. Like we said yesterday, doesn't just mean physically, because you don't know where he grew up. You don't know his father. You don't know his mother. You don't know what he went through. You don't know where his neshama is from. You don't know what his purpose in this world, his neshama is. So how could you ever judge someone and say, this guy's bad, this guy's that? Especially nowadays, right? The tzaddikim said that nowadays everybody's a tinuk shenishba. Everybody's a captive, is considered like they're kidnapped by goyim. Everybody. So you can never judge anyone. No matter how many tattoos he has, no matter how many earrings he has, no matter how long his payas are, and he on an airplane might in your mind, you know, might act a certain way when he's on an airplane and make a chil Hashem in your eyes, whatever. I don't know. I can't judge him. I don't know what his story is. I can't judge him. I got to do what I got to do. I got to figure out what I got to do. I got to make sure that I make a Kiddush Hashem. I have to make sure that I'm beautiful. I can't worry about someone else not being beautiful. Okay, you could try. You know, you get married, Mirtz Hashem. You have a beautiful wife. You make sure she's beautiful. I don't mean beautiful externally. You have a beautiful family. You have a beautiful house. That's the best thing you can do. And then your neighbor does the same, and everybody does the same, and you live in a community like that, then you're good to go. You're the change that you want to see in the world. What else are you going to do? We're going to start fixing everybody else's house up? First deal with your stuff. That's what he says. They bring out quick, just two stories, and we'll end off this mimer. Just quickly, they say a story from the Chafetz Chaim that some guy walks in. Menachem, you'll like this. The Gabayim, Nachi, you'll like this. Some guy walks in. He was a Jew who never really went to shul, whatever it is, and he walks into shul, and he sees them giving out. He gives an aliyah to this guy, and he gives to this, and he gives to that. The Chafetz Chaim says this mice over, and he gives to this guy, and someone asks him, and he's walking back from shul. No, how was shul? He says, shul was great. He says, but I don't get it. Why they gave to this guy, they gave to that guy. I thought they should have given an aliyah to this one. This guy should have davened. This guy this. He says, you're a shaita. You just showed up once to this shul. Did you know that last week it was that guy's bar mitzvah? You know, next week this guy has yard site. You know, this guy's diving for the Amud because he is an Avelis. This guy. You show up once to shul and you think you get the whole picture? So says the Chafetz Chaim, we show up for 70 years, we show up for 80 years, 90 years in this world. And we say, oh, Hashem, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Shaita, you're here for 70, 80 years. What are you? You understand why? You know, you understand where we came from and where we're headed? It's very, very complicated. Very complicated. And he says, V'chein davar. He says, Ketzad yecholim anu shehinenu kan rak orchim. We're only here as guests. We're only here as guests. We'll talk about Hashem later today. I'm not sure if I want to do it in the morning. Part of me wants to do the shiur this morning. I might do it. We'll talk about it. Right? Things are complicated in the world that we live in. It's complicated. But the best thing that you could say is, how's my v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha? Yeah, things are complicated in the world, in politics, in this, and what's going to be with the world. Look at yourself and say, how am I doing? Am I making a bracha? Am I smiling and saying good morning to the Arab worker, to my friend? Am I nice to my roommate? Am I a good husband? Am I a good father? Am I a good person? Keep it simple. Keep it simple. That's the lesson. Keep it simple. That's what he says. You're going to start judging and start making all... So if you work for the government, that's a different question. If you work in politics, you're going to go, okay, so that you have a different job. But for us, simple people, our job is to drive your car. When you drive your car, I know nobody drives here now, but when you get back to America and you drive your car, whatever it is, drive your car nicely. Drive your car nicely. Don't beep your horn. Be nice. Be nice to the cash register. Say thank you. Say good morning. Say good afternoon. Be nice to the person around you. Be nice to yourself. Be good. See the good. These are the simplest things that are the hardest things in the world. It's much easier to talk all day about Hallel, not Hallel, this, that Iran, not Iran, Hamas, not Hamas. At the end of the day, the hardest thing in the world to do is to be a simple Jew and to go ahead and take care of your Dalet Amos. And that's the truth. We have no idea. We have no idea. We have no idea why this happens, why that happens, why it's like this, why I'm here, why I'm born in this time in the world. We have no idea. The only thing we do know is that it's our responsibility. It's each and every one of us. We have a responsibility that you're in yeshiva. You're in yeshiva. We're learning Torah. We have Mesorah. We have the tzaddikim to teach us. So your responsibility is to go in the derech of tzaddikim. That's our responsibility. We don't know anything. You want to know how I'm supposed to look at this? See how the tzaddikim looked at that. You want to know? We'll talk today. What happens when you see this tzaddik says this and this tzaddik says that? Okay, that becomes fun. But at least you know that this tzaddik says this, this tzaddik says that. Right? One of the things that we try and give over, one of the things I try and give over is when it comes to the tzaddikim, I can't pick this one over that one. I can't pick this tzaddik over this tzaddik. I got to learn to incorporate all the tzaddikim in my life. Oh, that's difficult. As we used to say in our day, tough noogies. So it's difficult. Okay, so it's difficult. So is getting married and having children and raising a family is difficult and being an erlich yid. And therefore what? So it's difficult. You're right. It's difficult to say. So how do I hold within me this shita and that shita? How can I judge this person to be a tzaddik and this person to be a tzaddik when they're saying opposite things? Great kasha. I have no idea. Good kasha. Look, take that to you with you for your life, and one day maybe you'll understand. Hashem should help us all. 11 minutes, not bad. Have a wonderful, wonderful, amazing first day of the rest of your life.